Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Kellogg, the world's largest cereal maker, posted higher quarterly profit, helped by an extra week in the quarter compared to a year earlier, and it also trimmed its 2009 sales forecast. Kellogg said fourth quarter profit was $179 million, or 40 cents a share, compared with $176 million, or 44 cents a share a year earlier. The company says it expects 2009 sales to rise 3 to 4%, excluding the impact of currency exchange rates and other items, rather than the mid-single-digit increase it previously forecast. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 79.15, down 41 points. The NASDAQ 15.23, up 7.97. And the S&P 500 at 8.31 is down 1.11 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Thursday morning in Kansas City, March wheat opened at 579.5, up 7.5 on the open. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 549.5, up 7.25. May 560, up 4.75. July 573, up 5.25. December 617, up 3.75 on the open. March corn opened at 361, up 2.75 on the open. May 370, up 1.25. July 381, up 1.75. December 404, up 2.25. March of 2010, 417.75, up 2. December of 2010, 420.5, up 1.5 on the open. March beans open at 957, up 7.5 on the open. May 961, up 7.25. July 971, up 10. November 894, up 4 on the open. March soybean meal 302, up 150 on the open. May 298, up 10. March soybean oil 3260, up 25 on the open. May 3288, up 14. February live cattle open at 82.75, down 42.5 on the open. March feeders 92.95, down 47.5. February lean hogs 56.70, down 52.5 on the open. And February bellies 80.10, down 70 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. And Dan Zwicker extends his hello. He's from in cold Minnesota speaking to farmers in Minnesota and wanted to know if we could help him out today by being – he had to be giving a Outlook meeting. And the numbers are quite large up there as far as farmers are attending, and it's quite cold as well.
Yeah, he says there's high interest. I spoke with him this morning as well. He says there's high interest for the meetings up there, and he also noted that unless it's minus 10 or more, folks don't even bother to wear a coat.
Well, I'm wearing a coat, and it's warmer than that here, and it's a chilly morning.
Let's talk about those Informa numbers that came out yesterday. They cut their soybean production by 1.95 million metric tons to 108. That's a pretty big number. I thought the trade was working along the lines of something like 57 in Brazil and 42, 43 in Argentina, which gets you to 99 to 100.
Yeah. Well, it was brought out by one prominent ag advisory service today that the government and everyone continues to play the slow game as far as dropping production in South America. In 2004, the governments really didn't get the numbers down low enough until their April, in the April time frame. But one-third of Argentina still is quite dry. We do know that the South American crops are getting smaller. There's news headlines of China drought. We're starting to see headlines of the Baltic dry index, which is shipping costs, rallied Wednesday. And we are also getting forecasts of ice flooding in the Ohio Valley. U.S. wheat is the cheapest wheat in the world. And we are seeing some sort of a nice comeback rally in the stock and market and crude oil market this morning.
You've been saying that it's really important for the ethanol industry to see some changes in the law, perhaps changing the blend requirements. On Friday, the budget office will release its baseline projection for, I believe, a number of years. I think it's a 15-year report. But what's interesting to me is what they might do with the ethanol number for next year. On last year's report, they put it at 4.1. Of course, we're at 3.6. Last year, they put the projection at 4.3. Might we get a hint of what is in the government mindset off of that number on Friday?
Well, we hope so. Some of the people would like to put it in the stimulus package. Other people would like the EPA to make a quicker report and quicker mandate, so to speak. And I think the president does even have the authority to make the issue that mandate himself. I think the real factor here is that the ethanol industry does need some stimulus. It was, a lot of the government energy mandates, indicate that the blending number should actually be higher at this point in time. And we just encourage that some type of government action should come forward. We do have a large congressional delegation in Illinois and in the Midwest, and hopefully they'll get back behind something to get something done quick. Farmers, this cheap-priced corn in the Midwest is hurting, the farm economy.
Well, end users certainly aren't going to chase the market, I would think, and the basis is improving, and at least up until now, producers aren't letting very much of their stocks go.
Yeah, they're tight-fisted, and of course they're looking at maybe the Obama bounce with the stimulus package. They're looking at fairly cheap prices of corn in the U.S. and around the world, and they're basically looking and holding for some better prices. They have sold some corn in the past. They did get an insurance check, and the price of beans, there was some $10 beans that all helped the bottom line. The big equation, though, is that the price of corn is too cheap, and the stimulus package should help the corn industry, and a lot of farmers do raise livestock, and indirectly that's also helped too.
Well, let's say that the log jam continues the way it has been, as you just described it. Could we see the futures south of 340 under these circumstances?
Yeah. Well, that's quite a ways down, and my hunch is that public opinion will drop as well, and hopefully it doesn't get that bad. The government has a lot of tools. They can even buy grain in the open marketplace if the prices get low. They can also basically slow down some of the CRP acres coming out of retirement. But there's several avenues they can, but the simplest one, the easiest one, is, of course, is to increase blends. That would stabilize prices quicker than anything else.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Mike Sola tells us today that we're looking for mostly sunny skies and breezy conditions across the two-state region, with highs ranging from 20 in far northeastern Indiana to 50 in far western Illinois. Tonight, mainly clear with patchy fog developing, especially in northern sections, and lows ranging from 12 in northern Indiana to 32 in southwestern Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.